The search for legal assistance is challenging for immigrants and migrants in rural areas. They may have to travel hundreds of miles or run into people posing as attorneys. For Harvest Public Media, Chad Davis explores the difficulties people in Missouri and Illinois face and the solutions they might find.
On the east side of the Mississippi River is the small village of Cobden, Illinois. It's about half an hour from the college town of Carbondale. The village became a center for agriculture in the 1800s, and trains still transport crops out of the area. But the town has transitioned into a large community of southern Mexican immigrants. That's due in part to the large number of orchards bringing in farm workers. In 2010, the town's population was just over 1,000, with about 30% of its residents being of southern Mexican descent. But an unauthorized immigrant seeking a Spanish-speaking immigration lawyer might have to travel 30 minutes to Carbondale. And that's if they're lucky. Angie Gomez is the Family Services Coordinator for Su Casa Head Start in Cobden.
People have to go as far as Chicago or St. Louis to find, you know, somebody that, attorneys that been able to communicate, you know, with them. And so, can you imagine how costly that is?
The American Immigration Lawyers Association, also known as ALA, represents immigration lawyers across the U.S. Immigration lawyer Ken Schmidt is a member of ALA and the founder of St. Louis-based U.S. Legal Solutions. He says immigration lawyers will sometimes travel to rural areas to meet clients, but the majority of ALA lawyers are located in metropolitan areas, including Missouri.
If you are an immigrant in those more southeastern areas, southeastern Missouri, southern Illinois, southwestern Missouri area, and some of those places have very significant Latino populations, you're traveling quite a ways to seek help.
Schmidt says the increase in demand for lawyers in urban areas makes it difficult for lawyers to travel to rural areas. And traveling can present a danger to immigrants, especially if they come across federal immigration and custom enforcement agents.
You might not be in removal proceedings. You might have a very legitimate basis for somebody to file a petition for you, and you're going to St. Louis to work on your case. You're at risk the whole way on the road to be pulled over for whatever reason and detained and possibly turned over to ICE for removal proceedings.
Schmidt says if lawyers are operating on an hourly basis, immigrants could pay up to hundreds of dollars. But the effect of not having access to credible legal representation creates another problem: fraud. The most common type? Notarios, individuals who emulate lawyers but don't necessarily have any legal background. Jennifer Ibanez Whitlock is an attorney and partner of Whitlock & Gray in St. Louis. She says in Latin America, notarios have the same responsibilities as lawyers. That often causes confusion when immigrants are seeking legal aid in the U.S.
Somebody gets their notary license, advertises themselves as such in English, and some Spanish-speaking immigrants will believe that person somehow has some sort of legal training, but they really don't.
Whitlock, Schmidt, and many other lawyers agree the consequences of notarial fraud can be significant, including potential deportation. But Schmidt says several alternatives do exist for those with limited resources.
Places like Catholic Legal Immigration Project, like St. Francis Community Services Legal Services provides free legal services. The MICA Project provides low-cost representation or, you know, those type of places, but they have very limited resources.
For many unauthorized immigrants, the U.S. is now home. They hope the lack of access to the legal help they need won't take that away from them. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Chad Davis.